All right, thank you all. Again, we're here on the April 2025 meeting for our local station board. I am Kamal Harris, chair of the board. We are now moved into our community comment for this evening. So we welcome back our community, and we thank you so much for your patience and allowing us to handle a matter. So is there anything from, I'm sorry, is Fred? I apologize, Fred.
I'm here.
Okay, Fred Wills, there he is. All right. What I'd like to do, and my apologies, Fred, what I'd like to do, if we could for 5, maybe 10 minutes, Fred Wilson working with the CAB, has a wonderful presentation that he would like to bring forward, during our community comment, something that the CAB has been working on, and they have a finished product for us, and he would like to present that here tonight. And then we'll take a stack from our community on what the CAB has been doing. So, Fred, go ahead if you could. You have the floor.
Hey, so I'm actually going to drop the floor over to my partner in crime over here, Renee. I will let you introduce yourself, and then I will go ahead and pull these slides up while you're speaking. So go for it.
Thanks so much, Fred, and hello. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, LSV, for welcoming the CAB. I also want to welcome any members of the general public who've taken time to join us. And I'm going to do a speed intro session on myself and also on the presentation, because I believe we have maybe 10 minutes altogether. So you want to try to leave 7 minutes at the end for Q&A. So I'm Renee, and I've been with the CAB for about a year and a half. My original connection at WPFW was that I volunteered to help my sister and good friend, Cece Maudupi Faudupi, back in the 90s on her African Affairs program, and we're still tight. So I rejoined the CAB recently when it refreshed, and I'm really committed to publicly funded media, especially in these Trumpian, Orwellian times. And I'm also committed to true progressive thinking. And I will say that I lived and worked in Southern Africa earlier in my career. And for me, public radio and shortwave radio were lifelines as I learned how to live in a new and unfamiliar country. Other than that, I have no skin in any specific game other than to contribute to the station's continued growth and development. So, and I can't move forward without giving a shout out to Fred, my chair, partner in crime, key contributor on this project, and also to the CAB. So with that said, we can just move on to the survey details, if you will. And I'm going to need to make some qualifying and also disqualifying information up front. One, this was not a scientific effort. We were really pleased to receive 100 responses from dedicated listeners who were willing to take the time to complete the survey. So the survey really reflects the pool of participants and not the full listenership. The questionnaire and information presented is meant to be used as a guide or a starting point or a kickoff point for future surveys. And the results represent a snapshot in time. So if we administered the same survey today, we would probably see differentiated results. And I do have to add this little disclaimer in. Most surveys, whether nonprofit, public, or private, do not allow board members, employees, volunteers, and or their family members to take the survey targeting their beneficiaries. It's kind of assumed all have some knowledge of internal operations, and so we could unwittingly introduce some level of bias into the answers, the data, and the results. So I think that's something we ought to consider for future surveys. So with that said, the survey details are pretty self-explanatory. What I normally do here is I try to pull up a comp. So in this way, I want to take a look quickly at what KPFA did, and that was the only recent survey, listener survey I could find on the net where they made it available. And so from a market perspective, we're 6.4 million people versus KPFA's market size, which is 7.7. So that's got 1.3 million on top of us. And then we had, we did 23 questions. They did 4 questions. We had 99 completions. They had 2008 completions, but they've been doing their survey repetitively for about 8 years. So I think they've got their listener base kind of trained to take it. And I also think it's easier to fill out 4 questions or complete 4 questions than it is to complete 23. We fielded for 100 days. They fielded for 20 days. Both stations broadcasted promos, and KPFA emailed their membership list twice during their survey period as a reminder. So you can move on. And all this data is in the appendices in more detail, so you're welcome to dig into that later. In terms of our goals, it's very simple. We just wanted to start to collect information on our listeners' opinions on the programming, and then on some of the other activities we do to support the community. And, you know, again, it's a simple survey. You know, we're talking about the four W's. Who is listening? What are they listening to? When and why are they listening? So go ahead and flip to the next slide, Fred. Okay. So here, I'm not going to pull out every statistic, but I will just pull out a couple of points. Almost 20% more of our station listeners were African-American than Caucasian. Latinos came in at 4%, Asians 3%. 70% more of our respondents were women than men, and 78% of our respondents were 45 years or older, with 67% being 55 years or older. 76% have a BS, an MS, a PhD, or a professional degree, and we have to comment that that is a really highly educated group, and then 50% earn more than $120,000. So then what are our respondents listening to most? And you can flip to the next slide, Fred, if you would. Thanks. So Democracy Now! Was our most frequently mentioned program. But then excluding Democracy Now! In the number one spot, the shows mentioned by respondents predictably fall into the diverse range of genre categories that define WPFW's programming. So the most mentions were jazz programs, second most mentions were soul, three Latin, four social activism, and so on and so forth. And then when we want to talk about what genres are respondents listening to the least, of the programs mentioned once or omitted by respondents, almost half, 47%, fell into that news and public affairs category. And then to a lesser extent, social activism had a serious, a sort of a similar experience, but they were just less likely to have mentions and to be omitted as well, but not at the 47% level with the news and public affairs category. And then many of those programs happen to be scheduled weekdays, Monday through Thursdays. So they were slotted in the grid starting around 11 in the morning and then ran through most of the afternoons and ended around the 6 or 7 p.m. slot. And so what does that mean? And the answer is we don't fully know. There may be some relationship between decreased listening occurring during the daytime slots when people are at work. That seems logical, you know, and the lower number of mentions and omissions, but we really don't fully know. So I think that's something to consider looking into, I think, for the programming committee and the programming director. And then the last piece of this is just why are respondents listening? And I have to say, this warmed my heart. It reminded me of how easy it is to revalidate to WPFW's mission by just listening to what our listeners' comments and ideas are. So they push three simple themes. They take pride in the community ownership of the station. And so a lot of the sort of offhand comments were like, it belongs to us, it's about us, and it serves us. The major stakeholders are the listeners, and it's dedicated to our community. And then the second theme was they deeply appreciate the autonomous and non-commercial nature of the programming. So again, comments like, it's a consistently refreshing source of non-corporate, non-advertising, non-cookies, music and information. And somebody said, and this is my favorite, music programming curated by real folks, not algorithms. And then the third theme was our listeners view the station as offering a compelling, unique variety of content as an alternative to what's on mainstream radio. It's the variety of program, diversity, alternative radio, no commercials. It seems simple, but I think it's nice to hear that just revalidated by our listeners. So I'm going to stop here. There's a lot more descriptive information and more in-depth information in the appendices. And I'm going to pass it on to Fred, who has put on his thinking cap to come up with some creative ideas on ways forward. And if there's time at the end, I can touch for a minute on the website, which I'm excited about the idea that the website's in transition. So thank you so much for inviting me to the LSB meeting.
No, thank you. Go ahead, Fred.
Awesome. So I'll just keep this 30 seconds. I think there's a lot of opportunities, opportunities gleaned from just natural opportunities. I always gravitate toward fundraising because my background for a very long time was in the fundraising arena. But the overall theme here is sort of show people how to give, show people how to listen, show people how to give, show people how to connect to the station. excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. That is the base of this slide. I think there's a ton of opportunities out there, and I think the station has a rich culture and history, and it, and just sort of connecting the audience to that would be as we continue to connect, because I can't say we've never done it, because I absolutely have people who I'm calling mentors, in this meeting, who have helped me grow into the station. And that's an amazing opportunity. So I'm going to hit pause here before I start babbling, just because we are running short on time. Renee, if you want to go to that next piece, I'm happy to, or we can just open it up. We have four questions. And one of the questions is probably, where can we get a copy of this survey? We will be publishing that one shortly after this meeting. We're going to send it over to Vinny and just send it out. We'll send a copy to our chair, and he should be able to get it out if someone like needs it right this moment.
No, let's go to questions, Fred. I think that's going to be better. I'd like to, if there are questions, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a great presentation, and great work, great effort, definitely committed, and nice to see some responses there up at the 100, about 100 responses. So the stack I'll take, anybody from our community that would like to ask our CAB members a question regarding the survey or anything else on your mind. So this is a full open session here for our community. So I'll take a stack. Anybody interested in the work? I'm allowing the community first before I give our delegates an opportunity to ask our CAB members any questions. So feel free to speak up. Anyone from the community? All right. Member Byfield, I see your hand. Are you interested in asking a question regarding the presentation from the CAB?
Point of order, Chair?
Yes.
If we're in community comment, then I think we should allow to see if there's anyone from the community who'd like to speak to something else before we go to board comments on the presentation. I love the presentation, but this is their time, and we can always talk about it later. But there may be someone from the community who wants to say something not about the presentation. That's just a thought.
All right. Well, let's do this for the delegates then. If you have any questions, let's go ahead and submit those to Ellen, and then we can turn them around and get them over to our CAB partners and allow them to respond back. But yes, anything from the community that on any subject, any topic regarding the station and its current management and or what the local station board is up to. Any questions? Or comments? Please feel free to speak up. All right. Is Miyuki with us?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. This may pull some commentary from our community. Do you have a 5 minutes? I know your PD and membership director are not here. Are you able to summarize some of your activities for the month of March, some of the high points, highlights, and then maybe we would have some queries or questions from our community regarding what you all have been doing. You have something you could give to us in 5 minutes?
Sure. I can, I'll do my best to make it 5 minutes. I'm trying to combine three different reports into 5 minutes without knowing I was supposed to do that earlier. So the spring membership drive is coming up, and that's going to be May 3rd through the 19th, starting on James Brown's birthday, ending on Malcolm X's birthday. Program reevaluations are ongoing now. We have our quarterly programmers quarterly meeting will be next week on the April 17th. The social media work is continuing. The 48th anniversary is coming up. We invite folks to sell tickets and to purchase tickets and to participate if you can. It's going to take place on Friday, April 25th. Navasha Dea and her trio, Poetry by WPFW program, Zane Alameen and Esther Ibram. DJ James Funk will be providing the music. There's going to be three distinctive awards we're going to go ahead and give. The Jazz and Justice Award, honoring a programmer whose dedication and service and longevity with WPFW is unparalleled. This year, the recipient will be Von Martin. We have the Lauren Kresslove Award, this intergenerational award honoring both a veteran and younger activist who've done work. This year's awardees will be presented to Joyce Ladner for her work in civil rights, and LaToysha Brown, who, like Joyce, hails from Mississippi Delta as a young woman who's doing a lot of very important work. And we're also going to give the Askia Muhammad Award. This award honors an artist from any discipline who uses their work and platform to service social justice and liberation of all people. This year, the recipient will be Ayanna Gregory. And because she tirelessly uses her voice and legacy to raise awareness. Coming up also will be, that's just past stuff. So that's just overall of the, you have a report in hand, so I'm just seeing the highlights. Highlights for the drive for the spring membership is the drive coming up again, spring drive. Currently the goal is 225. I was talking to the treasurer that may have to change and we may have to increase that or find other ways to augment that. Again, it takes place on the 25th and all that information is about the same. Just a sidebar in that we get a lot of funds that come in through the end of the year and Christmas and New Year's for taxes. Then things slow down significantly after the winter drive and we're in that lull. Last year what saved us is we had that one day drive or one weekend drive to raise money for the relocation. So we're counting on the 48th anniversary to also generate some money right now for the time that's a little slow. And lastly, I just did an overview. I'm not going to say anything about the relocation meeting because, Dennis, the chair is here and he can fill us in on that. We haven't started our capital campaign, but we will do it. We'll be doing so soon. Started working on getting more grants and working on getting some foundational monies. We still have a serious amount of outstanding debts of, still trying to negotiate with Verizon. We have not received the bill from ASCAP. And there's some issues with the union we have to, undertake and handle. And there's some issues with the transmitter we're going to have to give, attention to. And we do, Renee already knows that she announced it, that we have a new website coming hopefully by May the 1st. It's in transition right now. They're trying to do it, but it looks really nice and it'll be able to serve us, hopefully in a better way to, increase listenership and make sure that we are able to increase all the money that we need to do. So was that 5 minutes or less?
I didn't time. Spot on. Absolutely.
It was less. It was less, Miyuki.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
I would have said something if you violated the time limit.
I'm sorry. I forgot you were there checking me. I appreciate that, Member Gordon. Thank you.
Anybody from the community? You've heard both from our CAB this evening, Fred and Renee, and then also a brief summary from our interim general manager, Miyuki. So we're asking our community members to go ahead and offer their commentary with regards to what's taking place currently at the station. Feel free to step up.
Everybody's so shy today.
Yeah.
Oh, one other note. The ED sent out a report because this question came up via email. The posting of the GM position for WPFW should be up by the 17th of April.
The job opening for the general manager, the posting, job posting, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. So the station is looking for a permanent general manager, and when that goes up, feel free to apply or give some suggestions for those to apply.
Are we allowed to ask questions? It's just for the community.
I would like the community to go ahead and have a comment. Really, it's their opportunity to give their feedback and then ask any questions, obviously. But let's give it a bit. Folk may just be digesting dinner.
Julie says we need a warm-up.
Need a warm up? Some jumping jacks? Okay.
Don't make me sing.
There you go.
Comedy warm up.
Yeah. You want to offer that, Sue? Go ahead. And then,
okay. Thank you, Miyuki. And I offered to give an update on news and public affairs. And two things that we're really proud of is during Cory Booker's 25-hour presentation and during the hands-off rally, Katia and I worked together to give live carriage on both events. And we did it on moment's notice, and we're very proud that we were able to offer that to our listeners. We think that's very important, and we're going to continue to work on that kind of live programming as events unfold. Let me also say that the News and Public Affairs newsletter is going very well. We have 16,000 people on our list. We're working on how we can expand that list, but we feel that it's an important measure to address the online listening audience. And if some of our members are not getting that News and Public Affairs newsletter, let me know and we'll figure out a way to get you on the list. Miyuki, I think that's it.
Other than Sue's doing a great job holding down the
thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for that update on the news. Verna, what's your story?
Well, okay. Saturday, I was on my way to the march, the hands-off march, and I called for an Uber. And, you know, when the Uber arrived, it was a Tesla. And so I was taken aback, and I thought, maybe I don't want to get in this Tesla, but I was running late, so I went on ahead and got in. And I couldn't refrain myself from speaking to the driver. I said, you know, if I'd had more time, I would have canceled because you're driving this Tesla. and I really am opposed to the Tesla these days. She said, ma'am, I understand exactly. I bought this Tesla years ago before I knew what a monster this man was. And she went on to tell me about her own personal story, about how she had not necessarily become a full citizen yet. She was a young, she was a middle-aged Ethiopian woman. And we talked and chatted throughout the throughout the drive. Towards the end of the drive, she said, but you know what? She pointed to her dashboard. She said, see this station right here, WPFW? This is the best station on the air. And a lot of people don't know about this station. And I wish they did. And she went on and on to praise WPFW. I said, oh, you listen to WPFW? I said, I do a little something over there, WPFW. Oh, do you? I said, yes, I do a public affairs show. Oh, well, what's your name? You know, and so, but she was so excited about WPFW. She was like, you should listen to this station. She didn't notice that I was wearing a WPFW t-shirt because it was, my jacket was sort of covering it up. But it was just kind of heartening to hear, you know, and it made me think, you know, everything's not as it appears to be. So we need to, through this very precarious political climate that we are navigating through these days, we need to be really judicious about how we proceed. So I just thought I'd share that moment.
Thank you, Verna. That's a great story.
Too bad Elon Musk is listening in.
Yeah. It goes in line with a lot of what, Renee and Fred have unpacked. I think, as to why folk are listening. So great anecdote. Anybody from the community tonight? We have some time.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, go ahead, please. Evening.
I just came back upstairs. I didn't know y'all was back up. I don't know if y'all discussed this. Has the Finance Committee met yet? Reported yet?
We have not. We've just come out of our closed session, and so we're allowing our community to speak. So please feel free to offer what you want.
So, and this was discussed at the outreach meeting the other day. Last year, and I believe I talked to a few people about this, so I just want to, you know, get this on the record. So last year we were asked to get a budget for the, outreach events, right? And so, and I think the chair can, of the outreach can contest to that. So anyway, and we hustled real quick and put it all together and, submitted it. And I think it was for two town halls, one blues and one 5K. And, I think that it covered that pretty much, any other events. And so we submitted that. And, recently we, April, May to be soon. So we are starting to plan out our events, right? And so, we asked, at the outreach committee, we were discussing ways, because the outreach committee has funded its own projects for, you know, for the town hall, for the 5K and the Blues Festival for, I don't know, a couple years, decade or so, who knows, you know. But anyway, we remembered that we had asked for that money to be put in to the budget. And so we were requesting a heads up or is that possible? I understand that that may not be the case, but we're taking a shot in the dark. We're trying to find out if that's anything there for, you know, any of the upcoming projects. All right. Thank you. And I can, I guess, respond from whatever parties. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. The, committee, the finance committee itself has not, given their report. So, I think on that report, we will have some details, with regards to, how we are actually compared to our overall budget. I think I spoke to you briefly. Priorities change as the clock winds throughout the year. We budget, but we also have a reality check. Usually we try to check in each quarter. The finance committee does. So with that, I think it's best that the committee chair, along with whoever else on that committee, wants to come by and chat it up with the finance committee. We can kind of see where we are with squaring those two things. So I think without giving a full answer as to yes or no, I think more to come if we can just, you know, come together on that. Is Tom Chase on the line? I think Tom would be able to set something up for us to have that discussion, Tom.
Yes, I am. And I agree with what you said. I won't address that particular request, but I'll talk about the broader budget, where we are. And we can reconnect after the broader discussion on that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else in the community? We have a slight change this evening. What we did not finish in our closed session, we will need to complete further in a closed session. But before we close out this public piece, go back to our closed session, I just really want to extend my thank yous to both Renee and Fred for taking the time out, putting together that excellent report. I'm sure folks will want copies of that. I'm sure the delegates and I'm sure the community, once they digest it, will also want to kind of have some questions of the CAB. But it shows some real commitment, and we really do appreciate you taking the time to really analyze. And then, of course, getting that comp, that comparable, you know, from another station, I think is important to kind of, you know, in a vacuum, it doesn't really tell us a lot, but getting that comp kind of gives us a little, you know, idea of where we are, in at least in our own network. So I want to thank the both of you and whoever else worked on that for the presentation tonight. I want to say that we will, time certain, come back. We've got committee reports from, we've heard briefly from management. I don't think we have anything further from management at this point. Everyone has the written reports. Expectation is if you have something further from management, that you go ahead and submit that in writing, and we can get that over to the interim general manager. And we have our finance report. Tom, I'm going to ask that you stay with us and come back at a time certain. Robert.
Yeah.
I'll have you make the call. 1 hour.
For what?
For the closed session that we need to do.
Well, you already laid it out. I think we're in the final stages of it. You know, I think you gave 20 minutes for, you know, the wrap up.
Let's do time certain. And, you know, I'll ask for a vote on this.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we already had closing arguments. So the next thing, number 7, was 20 minutes. And then outcome and final decision you had is 10 minutes. And I guess that's supposed to be the vote.
We'll do number time 7, certain 9:15.
No, let me say that again.
Mr. Chair, I think I'm entitled to make a closing
statement. Let me say that again, please, Kamau. Number 7 on the trial agenda is question on the findings and penalty. And then in parentheses, debate allowed 1 minute for a total of 20 minutes if necessary. And then number 8 is outcome and final decision, and 10 minutes were allotted for that, which in light of what number 7 says, I assume that's the vote. And then comes adjournment. So another half an hour, actually.
It's 8:38, so we'll do time certain 9:15. Any opposition to that? All right. Hearing none, let's go ahead and again for our membership, that, and our community who's here, We do have to handle this matter. And once we have talked amongst the delegates, we will come back time certain. We'll call it 9:20 at this point, just because of the kind of shuffling we have to do to allow folks to exit.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get off of mute in time to say this is going on too long. People have to work tomorrow. This is still the middle of the work week. We need to move our stuff further. So we can do our regular meeting because our public needs to move on. And then we can decide to do whatever it is for this waste of time. This other thing at another meeting or a special meeting, but we really need to move on because it is a weird work night. It is. Come on, y'all.
Do you oppose people that,
I'm opposing stretching all of this out. So, because this is going to take till midnight the way y'all are going.
Do you oppose the time certain of 9:20? I'm just asking that I gave you a time certain 9:20. You can say no.
Okay. No, because I know it's not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Do you want to propose a time or what's your suggestion?
I want to propose that part of the meeting where we are in closed session or whatever be moved to another day or whatever, and we move on to our regular business so that we can get that over with.
Okay. Do you have a particular day and time that you would like to suggest or just?
No, I don't have one, but I will get one later. But what I want to do is move on with tonight's business. I want to move on with tonight's business.
All right, it's been moved by Member Adams that we do not move into a closed session with a time certain of 9:20. Is there a second on that motion?
Second. Minerva, I second it.
I'm sorry, I heard somebody first. Minerva, and then who else? Just Minerva? Okay, I thought I heard a gentleman's voice. All right, it's been moved by Member Adams, second by Member Sanders. That we do not move into our closed session with a time certain 9:20. Any discussion? I see your hand, Member Byfield. Is that for anything or is that for another matter? He's not there. Member Bruce, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
You want me to keep time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. One month. 2 seconds back for saying thank you, Chair. But look, it's all business. It's all business. The special session is business, and this open meeting is business. It's all business. We get home late, or we have to go to work the next day every meeting. So this makes this no different than any other. And in fact, it's 8:42. We're generally not out of meetings by now. So I would say, let's go back to handle the business we started. Thank you.
Anybody want to argue in support of Member Adams' motion?
This is Minerva. I'd like to order and to advise everyone that, as she has stated, there are those of us who do work and that, the information, what's going on in closed session, it's been going on since January, so it's not something that's going anywhere. And I move that we go ahead and complete our regular business and either dismiss what's going on there or schedule another date. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody in opposition to Member Adams?
Yes.
I have. Yes. Member Dixon Briggs, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, go ahead. What's your 1 minute?
So, I could not disagree more. We lost an hour due to procedural maneuvering. We need to finish what we started. The one thing I do agree with that Eric said is that it takes the time that it takes both for him as the person who has been accused and for those who are making the accusations. We need to get this done, over with, and out of the way so we can.
Mr. Chair.
So excuse me, I'm in the middle of my comments. What? We need to get this done, over with, and out of the way tonight.
What's your point of order?
Point of order is we're calling names in open session. I don't think anyone said a name until just now. Thank you.
Well taken.
Open session?
We are. Anybody want to argue in support of Member Adams? I'll take one more on the stack. I see quite a few. So go ahead. Who has not spoken in support of Member Adams? Anybody?
I'd like to. Mike Hirsch.
Member Hirsch, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that what we're doing is demonstrating for everybody what our priorities are. We still haven't gotten to our committee work. To me, the committee work is a little bit more important than this disciplinary situation. And I do understand that there are very sincere feelings on all sides of this issue. To me, I just feel that we're under threat. We were mentioned by name in Project 2025. We've got to at least do our due diligence in our daily work and get our committee reports taken care of in a timely manner. And then we also need to prepare ourselves. Michelle has called us to form a special committee to anticipate hard times ahead. Nothing in a closed session is going to help us deal with these existential issues. And then there are other issues that
we're
concerned
about. That's 1 minute.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Hirsch. Anybody in opposition? And oh, they're all to clear the stack really quickly. Vanessa, your hand is down, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in opposition.
Go ahead, Member Avery Brown.
Yes. You know, I think we should not confuse the fact that this is not important work. This is important business as well, continuing what we started. In fact, this issue has distracted us time and time again from actually focusing on the work that needs to be done, which is why we want to clear this matter up. We started it tonight. We need to finish it up and get it out the way. If there had not been attempts to disrupt it and to extend it, we would have probably been finished by now. So I would move that we continue into executive session tonight and finish the work we started.
Member Hiles.
Yeah, hi. We've started this process. Let's get it done. There's a reason why we're doing it. It needs to be finished. That's it.
Member Pinchback, thank you. Member Adams, I'll give you the last word and then we'll go to a vote.
We couldn't hear you, Ron.
Member Adams?
Oh, seriously, y'all, 16,000 federal workers in our area might or might not be losing their jobs in the next 3 or 4 days. Some of them are contributors. What the heck are y'all thinking of that Eric is so important that he is more important than that? Come on now. Remember now, these folks that are losing their jobs are contributors to us. Are y'all crazy? What is going on? Are you really in a situation where you feel that you need to be right? You need to be right. Overrides. What happens to this station in the future? Come on now. This we need to go on with our business.
That's a minute.
We need to. We,
all right. Thank
it
you
it
so
was not a minute. I counted 45 seconds. But we know what Gordon is doing.
All right. Thank you, Member Adams. Appreciate it. We will go ahead and go to the roll. The motion on the floor is to forego a continuance of our closed session and to set a date yet to be determined in the future. All right, that's the motion on the floor. A yes vote means we forego the closed session tonight. A yes vote supports that motion. A no vote does not. Ellen, can you call the roll?
Wait, say that again, please, Kamau, just so it's clear.
Of course. A motion has been made by Member Adams to forego the closed session completely tonight and to set a date yet to be determined to handle that particular piece of business. Yes vote supports that motion. No vote does not.
Yes is to postpone and no is to continue.
That's a better way to say it. Thank you. Yes is to postpone. No is to continue. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ellen.
Irene.
Yes, to postpone.
Verna.
No. Continue.
Wayne.
No, continue.
Michael Byfield.
He's eating chips. Go pass him. We'll go to the next person.
Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis. Go past him too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll come back. Violetta?
No.
Vanessa?
No.
Sue?
I got distracted on a phone call. What are we voting on?
A lynching.
I can't give that to you. We're in the middle of the vote. So, but yes, no,
or abstain. Did you hear that?
Yes, no, or abstain.
I object.
I abstain.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold on. Pinch back. You got to mute. Thank you.
Robert?
No.
Craig?
No.
Michael Hirsch?
Yes.
Julie?
No.
Arthur Hyland?
No, go back to the closed session.
David?
Abstain.
Abstain?
Yes, I'm abstaining.
Okay, thank you. Tony? Tony, is he there? I'll come back.
I actually don't see Tony. Go ahead and skip him.
Ron?
No.
Eric?
Yes, postpone.
Minerva?
Yes.
Michelle?
No.
Wanda? Is she there?
No.
Dennis?
No.
Okay, I'll come back. Michael Byfield?
Yes, postpone.
Bill Curtis?
Yes.
I think that's everybody.
Tony back? You got Tony. It's the only person.
Tony, is he back? Tony?
I don't see him, so he's absent. Go ahead and do the count for us.
Count. Okay. The yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And abstentions, two abstentions.
Excuse me, okay. Madam Secretary, could you count the yeses again, please? One, two, three, four, five, six. Thank you.
All right. So we will not postpone. So with that time that we've taken, we wanted 30 minutes. It's now 8. We'll call it 8:55 just to get it round. 30 minutes, time certain, 9:25. Eileen, if you're still with us, we need to excuse our non-delegates for the next 30 minutes. We will reconvene from our session. We'll call it time certain, 9:30, okay? So we do apologize, but we do have to take care of this matter at this time for our non-delegates. Thank you.